It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Birthday today, Thomas Rhett. Born in 1990, starting to get some of these 90s birthdays being celebrated. So he's 33 years old today. His third single goes like this. Topped the country airplay chart, peaked at number 2 on the Hot Country Song chart back in 2010s. Die a Happy Man topped the country charts for 16 weeks in 2015. He's a pretty popular guy. Thomas Rhett turns 33 years old today. Happy birthday to him. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Ingrid Jacks joins us now, columnist with the USA Today, formerly at the Detroit News, usatoday.com, or you can find her on Twitter as well, at Ingrid underscore Jacks. Ingrid, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. Good to talk to you.
A recent piece, Joe Biden wants you to think GOP is the biggest threat to Social Security. He's wrong. I want you to hear this this cut from Joe Biden to get your reaction. This is Joe Biden here, cut one.
Raising the cap, raising the retirement age for people who are now 30 years old, raising the tax on Social Security, cutting benefits. They're all things that have to be discussed, quite frankly.
That's Joe Biden in 2005. So maybe Joe Biden is, in fact, the biggest threat to Social Security, huh?
Well, I mean, I think that clip pretty much shows that, I mean, he understands the problem. And at one point, he knew something needed to be done. He seems to have forgotten that, though, and is now just pointing fingers at Republicans who dare say some of those very same things. And, you know, as I point out, I think the biggest threat is doing nothing, is just keep pushing the problem down the road to the point it becomes a real crisis that we're all going to feel. So, Biden knows better. He was in Congress. He done said it in a long time. He's just playing politics at this point.
Now, this is the problem, though. This is a problem, though. We had the AP, I don't know if you saw this AP survey out yesterday, saying 60% of U.S. adults say we spend too much. The federal government spends too much. But 60% also say we are spending too little on the biggest drivers of the debt and deficit, Social Security and help for the poor and all that. So we want to spend less but not cut anything. This is the mindset of the American public. How do we have a real conversation when that is the starting point?
Well, I mean, that's the question, right? And, you know, all politicians see those polls, obviously, and they know it's going to be hugely unpopular if any adjustments, even minor ones, are put in place. I mean, trust me, I've heard from many, many people just after writing this who, you know, are just saying, I don't want anyone to touch my benefits. You know, mm-hmm. These are mine. I've paid into the system. I'm owed this. And I mean, that's a justifiable reason. We're taxed on our checks, and we kind of expect that will be there for us. I, for one, have no confidence that it will be, because the government's not a good steward of our money. And I think trying to figure out what the popular thing to do is, that's not leadership. And whether it's Biden or top Republicans in Congress right now, they need to be very honest with the American people, very specific about what needs to happen or what that picture down the road will look like. And that will be much, much higher taxes, higher interest rates, higher inflation for a long time. And I don't think that's being discussed honestly right now.
One party at one point was talking about these things. We had an entire Tea Party movement ostensibly about government spending and reform. And Paul Ryan at one point was one of the leaders in talking about reforming Medicare and Social Security and these programs. So what changed? What happened now that essentially, as you point out in the piece at usatoday.com, really no one's talking about effective, efficient reforms to these programs?
Well, I mean, I think it just goes back to the fact that it's very unpopular. And I mean, this is not just the U.S. problem. I mean, we've seen the protests, the French taking to the street with French President Macron trying to make very modest changes to the retirement age there. These things are never popular, but at the same time, like Macron said, you know, he cares more about the future of his country than, you know, what's popular. So we don't see that kind of leadership right now. And it's not just Biden who's ignoring this. I mean, we see former President Donald Trump out there pointing fingers at folks like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, folks who are, you know, either for sure challenging him or going to challenge him in the GOP primary. But he's basically saying, he's calling them out for things they've said in the past, smart things about the need to reform abuse programs. And so he's putting extreme pressure on them to kind of back away because, you know, Americans are afraid when they hear that there might be cuts coming from the benefits they believe that they're owed and that they've paid into. So, I mean, we're seeing this denial on both sides.
Got about 60 seconds here, Ingrid. What do you think happens when benefits need to be cut or adjusted? Is there an actual call for reform, or is there simply a call for increased taxes to pay for those increased costs?
Well, that depends who you talk to. I mean, if you actually get a politician to speak openly, I think the easy thing is always to say, hey, make the, quote, wealthy pay more. But the thing is, you could tax the wealthy at 100%, and you're still not going to meet that shortfall that we're hurtling towards. So, you know, we need a whole range of changes now. There's a lot of smart people who've done research into this. There's good ideas out there. It's just there's no motivation from our politicians to tackle this because it's unpopular.
Ingrid Jacks, you read her at the Detroit News. She's now at USA Today. Find her piece at usatoday.com and over on Twitter at Ingrid_Jacks. Ingrid, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks, Scott. Great talking to you.
Scott Bertram in for Steve. More coming up next.